Thunder and lightning and stuff. people were scared. To go near the mountain, because that's, I mean, God, a scary thing. Think about it. If he, the ruler of everything, he controls everything. And they were scared of it. And then on the last part of the chapter, it's talking about the foreigners, you know, people look like they're really doing good. You know, they've got everything going on for them. All going pretty good. They've got, you know, sons and daughters, and their storehouses are full, and their cattle and sheep and stuff are multiplying. It looks like they're really doing good. But, and it says there in the last verse, says they call the people blessed whose lot is this. Meaning, the Lord calls the people that are doing really good, they think they're blessed. But that doesn't matter at all. I mean, it talks right about here in the front, it says, man, become like man. His life is a passing shadow. He lives here for a little while. All that stuff doesn't matter. It says, the blessed, but rather blessed is the chief of God is more than all. Is the Lord. So, all this stuff in this world doesn't matter. It's what we do with our life for God that matters. So, that's about all I have. I guess if you have any questions. I was thinking about that in Ephesians 6 there. Ephesians 16 through 17, I want you guys to memorize verses 10 through 13. Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. Memorize those verses. The older ones, I want you to memorize 10 through 17. So you guys can memorize as many as you want, but you only have to quote the first four, 10 through 13.
We're supposed to remember tell something, how somebody was generous and hospitable. I thought how Abraham was generous and really generous, and whenever a stranger would come, he would feed them, and he was kind to three angels, God and two angels, and it just shows how he was really kind to
Job had a picture of himself. Anyone could come any time of the day and get food.
One time we were traveling and we needed a place to sleep for the night, and some people let us sleep in their house.
One time we were gonna go do something, then we saw a lady by the road who needed a ride, and so we gave her a ride, and then we had to do that thing later.
We had the same assignment, and Jesus helped a lot of people his whole life and did good.
There's a story about a man down where Dad's from, down in Oklahoma, and there's a lady that her husband died when he was bringing presents back on Christmas Eve. He was bringing presents for his family, and then he hit a bridge or something, I think is how the story went, and he died. And then she went pretty well crazy. She became an alcoholic, and then her children were really hungry. She wouldn't provide for them, but anyway. And there's a man that owned a store, and the oldest girl, I think, she would put her little sisters in a wagon, and then she would pull them down to the store. And then she was just small enough to where she could reach her hand around and get ham, cheese, and bread out of the store, the little deli there. And the man, he would see her come in, then he'd go do something else so that she could get meat so that they could, you know, keep alive.
Mother Teresa, in India, she helped the poorest of the poor. She helped the sick people, and she helped the people that the other people wouldn't touch because of the sickness they had. She just spent her life to help it.
I thought about the brothers here. They help one another, and every time somebody comes and ask for help or something, need a ride, you give them, don't even think twice about giving them a ride. Just really a blessing to me, and help me to do good things.
I thought about how David helped Mephibosheth, even he was real kind to him, even if he was part of King Saul's family, and he let him eat from his table, and just real nice to him.
I thought about in Acts, there was a woman whose name was Dorcas, and she was, it says here, this woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. And then she fell sick and died, it says, and all the widows were mourning for her, and they called Peter, and he came, and they showed him all the tunics that she had made for them, and so then Peter told her, arise, and she rose up, and he presented her to them alive.
One time we wanted to go to the citywide garage sale in Monette, and then there was something popped up that us boys had to go with Dad to help finish up somebody's wiring in Oklahoma because they had a construction deadline for their loan. But we helped them, and they got their. We helped them get done, and they're really grateful for that.
I just thought about how a lot of people here helped us out whenever we first came here to get off our feet or onto our feet, just sacrificed.
I was just thinking about the widow with two mites, how she gave it to the treasury, and she could have made excuses and thought, well, I really need this money anyway, and it's not, what is that much? What are these two mites among so much money in the treasury? But she had a generous heart.
I thought about the widow that fed the prophet Elijah when she was almost out of flour and didn't have enough cake, or didn't have enough flour to make food for her and her son, and she just shared anyways.
There's a lady that lives, she's pretty close to us, but we help her mow her yard because she ain't got a whole lot of money, and her doctor lives with her, she's got like 6 or 7 kids, but they ain't got a whole lot of money, and we help her mow her yard, and mom buys them groceries and stuff, and just helps. Every time I go up there to mow her yard, she always says how good we are, and thankful that we're always helping mow her yard, and that we give her food and stuff. That's neat.